Mix on the 5.1, the best mix of the 80s, 90s, and today. That's not me doing it. That's Pink doing that. It's 6:07. Scott and Erica show. Jay's over there, too. He would be likely to do something like that. Cloudy, light showers possible today, and a high around 69. We already dropped from that. It's 61 at Mix on the 5.1. Take about a day for this front to move through, and then the other side, we've got things like in the upper 30s at night, and barely getting to 60 during the day for a few days. See how it goes. But today, kind of spittings of rain, and then a little bit of sunshine here and there, too. Let's go ahead and check traffic, and then we'll come back. Here's Beverly Bentley.
Well, another Beverly Bentley. Mix 105.1 traffic.
Mix 105.1, the best mix of the 80s, 90s, and today. Happy Monday. Transition day weather-wise, and we might have transition day 2 tomorrow, and then we'll get into the colder stuff for just a few days.
But we like Transition Day so much we needed a sequel.
You're right. So that day is not, you know, not a total slop, but it's the road's already a little moist from some stuff we had overnight. It'll be a little breezy from time to time and some rain.
Today was the day you were going to go to the beach and get some sun. Probably want to rethink that. Go see Slumdog Millionaire.
Right.
If it's anywhere.
Yeah. And
was that one of the ones you saw?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We saw all of them. Most of them, I will say, because there were some movies that they named that we didn't see. But we saw 8 movies in the last 3 weeks.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's a commitment.
And Fran saw an extra one. So she's seen 9. And then we were going to see Frost Nixon yesterday just to get that in before the Golden Globes. And didn't make it because a friend of mine, my best friend from high school, is in town. So
yeah.
He was stopping by the house. And we just want to make sure that the house looked like something he would want to be in. You know, sometimes people come to our door and you invite them in. They look in and they go, you know what? Let's just talk out here.
You got this nice porch furniture.
Right. This is great out here. It's such a nice day. And it was a nice day yesterday. So we did that. Got some other things done. Got to ride the hog yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, rode it right here to the radio station.
Hey, look at you.
You said you would come in on Sunday to do something. But I thought you were joking.
Well, I was joking at the time, but I forgot my thumb drive in that computer.
Oh, did you?
Oh.
And I went to do some work at home, and it's like, oh, I don't have my brain. So I had to drive here to get it. It was a beautiful day, though.
Just rode
through Eatonville and through, you know, Keller and the whole thing and came back here and zipped in and zipped out. I was here for about 4 seconds.
Nice.
And zipped back out again, made another couple of errands while I was out there. It's the best.
Still using the same tank of gas you put in August?
No, I've actually refilled, but thank you for asking. I know you're always concerned about what kind of gasoline I'm using.
I'm concerned about your gas, yes.
Yeah. But we did see Revolutionary Road on Saturday, and didn't like it at all. And I thought, you know, Kate Winslet, I love her. In fact, I'm in love with Kate Winslet. She's a classic British... I don't know. I just really, there's something about her that exudes. So anyway, I got to see her again because I saw her in the other movie too. I saw her in The Reader. You see a lot of her in The Reader. But in this movie, I just thought she's trying to play an American accent, and I thought it was distracting. I thought she was distracting herself trying not to talk British, and I didn't think she was so great. So she takes the Golden Globe for it last night.
Oh, okay.
So that's where I come in.
How old is she?
She's 30-something.
See, I thought she was a lot younger than that.
She was.
No, I mean, yeah.
When she shot Titanic.
Right.
That's
just a couple of kids and a husband that you thanked from the stage. It hurt me.
Yeah, he was...
As I sat there watching it with my wife.
She didn't do it to spite you.
Yeah, I was watching it with my wife. But
I'm going to shut down that guy in Orlando.
Right. I hadn't really professed my love for her yet until this morning, but apparently she knew. She was cutting me off right there.
Man.
And then Friday night, we went to see Brian Regan, the comedian. Remember we talked to him? He was going to be at the Bob Carr. Well, he ended up showing up.
Really? Whew.
And we went there. And
was he funny?
He there's a certain higher gear that when you laugh, you don't know if you'll ever be able to breathe again.
I had a little of that last week during the show one day.
Yeah. Well, it just, you can't get your breathing right. And you'd think, I've got to, you know how sometimes if you've got a mouthful of something, but the first gulp goes down the wrong tube, and now you've got a mouthful of something that you're either going to spray everywhere, or you have to drink real quickly to get it down. That was the same thing with the breathing, with the laughing. It's like, I can't, everything's an exhale right now. I can't get myself to get my lungs to inhale.
Yeah. And you never want to have to get the Heimlich during a comedy show. It's distracting to the other patrons.
And, you know, I'm always pulling out a Kleenex because my nose is always running. But I pulled out a Kleenex here because I was crying. My face was full of tears from laughing. And then my wife felt bad because she thought he was really good, but wasn't doubled over like I was. So she's looking at me like, okay, he's funny, but...
Enough.
Yeah. Kate Winslet wouldn't find this attractive at all.